NAIDOC means a lot to me for my family and my people and my identity, and just being Aboriginal man, Muddy Muddy man, means a big thing, plays a big part in my life, especially being a dancer too. We went over to China back in 06.
What was the actual event? Why did you get called to go to China?
Yeah, and we actually went to Macau.
Right? Yeah, a place called Macau. Good, big eye-opener for me. I was only young then. I was only like 18. First time overseas, and yeah, no one how to dance, and like they got 10 of the best dancers from Melbourne, Victoria. Cheryl Lee was one of them too. One of the women that come over with us, and
ladies, and it was
open. Cheryl Lee used to dance.
Yeah, bro, I used to do it, man.
Oh, yeah,
had a proper. Yeah, I know where I come from.
Yeah, it was fun.
And so it was really good to go over there where they hadn't seen Aboriginal dance, and we went there to open the Fisherman's Wharf.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it was a wharf that was given back to the Chinese people. From the Spanish took over.
Yeah, we had all the indigenous people from around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, they were giving back sort of like our land rights over here. They were giving back a bit of their land to them. But they wanted us indigenous mob, what'd they call us, Oceana mob.
Yeah,
yeah, we were the Oceana people. So they wanted us mob to... There was other indigenous dancers from other different countries went over there.
Would have been a Delhi experience.
But, yeah, it was, yeah. But getting back to NAIDOC, yeah, so NAIDOC to me, yeah, means a lot to me, so. But, yeah, it'd be good to be out there in the community instead of being in here.